Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our first guests on today's show are here to help us kick off Public Service Recognition Week. We have Human Resources and Risk Management Director Dallas Hargraves from the City and Borough of Juneau. Also, Beth McEwen, she is the CBJ Municipal Clerk, and Di Cathcart, CBJ Deputy Municipal Clerk. Welcome to the show, everyone.
Thanks for having us.
It is nice to have you here. So Dallas Hargrave, tell us a little bit about this week and how CBJ chose to honor all these folks in this manner.
Sure. So Public Service Recognition Week has been in place since 1985. It's a national thing where it gives different entities of government, whether federal, state, or local government, opportunities to recognize employees and others who are providing public services to citizens, recognition during the week. So it's from May 5th through 11th each year. And we here at CBJ things started April 22nd with the Assembly passing a proclamation recognizing the service that public employees and other volunteers who are providing public service are providing. And then throughout the week, this week, during the Public Service Recognition Week, we'll be highlighting employees, assembly members, volunteers on boards and other volunteers within the CBJ and what they're doing and how they're providing services to our citizens.
Great. And we'll get to meet a lot of those folks right here on Juno Afternoon as the week progresses. Beth McEwen, how long have you been working for the city?
I've been working for the City and Borough of Juno for the last 20 years. I've only recently taken on the role of municipal clerk, having worked as the deputy clerk for 18 years. So just last July, I took on the role of municipal clerk and have been loving it ever since.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us about a day in the life as the municipal clerk.
So it varies by the minute, and you never know going in the door in the morning what you're going to encounter that day. You have an idea of what you think you might want to accomplish, but just about every department, we have some kind of a public facing, whether it's with the public themselves or with the public contacting City Hall, not knowing who to call. And we field those calls all the time to the various different departments. For a while there, Google was giving out our clerk's office number as the phone number for everything you wanted to know about anything in Alaska.
Oh, joy.
The clerk's office is never a dull moment, and the day in the life of the clerk is always exciting and new and different. And if you are one of those people who want to come to work and do the same thing for 8 hours in a day, this is not the place to work in the clerk's office. But yes, it's a great way to serve the public, and we work with the Assembly and all its boards and commissions, and I'll let Di talk about that. But we are – I always call the fun part of the job the elections. We hold the local elections each and every year on the first Tuesday of October. So this year it 'll be October 1st. So we do training of assembly members. We do training of boards and commission members, staff members who – have to be liaisons to the boards and commissions and the standing committees of the assembly. As the second oldest profession in the world, the clerk's office is the remembrancer. We keep the journal of the assembly, so all the agendas and the minutes of local government, if people are wanting to know what's happened, that's where our office is the remembrancer for the city.
All right.
And Beth, lots of other stuff.
Yeah, I bet. So that's Beth McEwen sort of outlining the department for us. Di Cathcart, you're the CBJ Deputy Municipal Clerk. What's one of your favorite parts of the position?
I think, one of my favorite parts of the position would be twofold. It would be both the citizens of Juno that call with different questions, and then really the CBJ family as a whole. So all of our fellow employees that we get to work with, it's just an incredible team. And like Beth touched on, you know, we touch on all the different departments. I've definitely kind of walked around through different areas of CBJ. I started at Parks and Rec, thought I'd just do a seasonal thing, and, you know, ended up in the city manager and mayor's office and took a break to go take care of family, as so much of us do down south, and then was able to come back and take the deputy role, and it's just great. It's a good place to work, even when sometimes you get the grumpy phone call.
Dallas Hargrave, you're the Human Resources and Risk Management Director. Di just talked about the CBJ family. Can you sort of sketch that out for our listeners? You know, a lot of us think of you down in the City Hall building. Who all is there and what's it look like?
Oh, yeah. So one thing that's nice about this week is that it gives people of Juneau an opportunity to recognize many of our friends and family who are providing services to us as citizens. And what those services look like, it's a wide range, right? So we've got everything in the CBJ from libraries and the City Museum to Parks and Rec services to water, wastewater, streets. When you think about the kind of the enterprise departments, we call them, it's the airport, docks and harbors, Bartlett. We got Eagle Crest. Am I missing? I can't hit them all. I can't think of them all off the top of my head. But it's a wide range of essential services. Oh, police and fire. Definitely two of our most important departments. So to know that we're getting, when we turn our faucet on, clean water, when we're flushing our toilet, that our sewer's being taken care of, some of the things that we take advantage of on a day-to-day basis, there's public employees, CBJ employees, that are behind those services that keep them moving when we don't even have to think about it.
Beth McEwen, not to put you on the spot, but do you happen to have a story about an interaction with someone in the public that sort of exemplifies the joys or the challenges of your position?
I would say I do have a story of a couple, and this is kind of a unique thing that the clerk's office was approached and asked to do as a representative of the local government. We had a French couple who, in order to receive their French pension from the French government, were required to actually appear in person before the representative of the local government, and that representative had to sign off on their legal French pension paperwork. As a student years ago, I had learned French and could barely make my way through a French document, and so I had the wonderful opportunity to meet this couple, and each year they would come in and I would sign off on their citizenship pension paperwork, and we got to the point where they were elderly, and at one point the husband couldn't physically leave the house, and so I made a house call every year when he was still with us and would go and certify his paperwork with the official seal of the city. The clerk is the keeper of the seal. We're kind of like, you know, Hagrid at Hogwarts with the keeper of the keys of the seal. This was, you know, one of those opportunities I absolutely thoroughly enjoyed because it was that interaction and that public touch of being able to really be a public servant.
So I'm hearing municipal clerks will do house calls. Should we just broadcast that to the city?
It's rare, yeah. But it
you
was a
kidding.
Nice opportunity.
And you weren't kidding about something new every day.
Yeah.
Right? How
absolutely.
About you, Di? Any stories?
Oh, we don't have enough time. I think one of the things I actually enjoy doing too is, you know, sometimes we get calls from people that are troubled or having a hard time, and being able to just listen, hopefully guide them to the right resources is really important. And I think our housing, now that we have a housing and homelessness division as well, just, you know, being able to be there for the people that don't always feel like they have a voice. So.
Okay. How about challenges of the position, Beth?
I would say there's not enough hours in the day to do everything that we're asked to do. And the challenges are continuing to keep the public informed on the vast platforms that everyone wants to receive their information on. And so as we go forward in the new technologies, just the challenge to keep up on how, you know, our own professional development and learning how to address those technologies, and then knowing we're still required to publish things in a newspaper of general circulation, but rarely do people actually look in that location for the news of what the city's doing. So just being able to do it all and meet the community's needs to the best of our ability.
Di, what is the best way for our listeners to communicate with the Juneau Clerk's Office?
Oh, well, definitely, you know, city.clerk@juneau.org is a great way, because that's email and it allows us to connect back and send things back. Otherwise, 586-5278 is that wonderful phone number that we get calls on, would be the two key. And then otherwise, you know, we're one of us is in the office Monday through Friday, unless we're on the air, 8 to 4:30. So, and always willing to help.
Okay. Dallas Hargrave, anything you'd like to add about the importance of the Juneau Clerk's Office to the CBJ family?
No. I mean, this is just a perfect and unique opportunity to recognize our clerks. And it happens – the Public Service and Recognition Week happens to coincide with the 50th anniversary of Clerks
Municipal
Week.
Municipal Clerks Week. Yeah.
So it's a great opportunity to recognize them.
Well, it's been really nice speaking with the three of you. Thank you for coming on Juneau Afternoon. Beth McEwen, any last thoughts for our listeners?
Two things. We have some boards and commissions with vacancies, and if anybody's willing to volunteer, I'd really encourage them to look into it. Aquatics Board, Docks and Harbors, Airport, Eagle Crest are all coming up. Applications are live and online right now. You're welcome to submit applications. And we have a How to Run for Office local workshop. And so if anybody's interested in either running for the school board or the assembly, that's going to be on June 15th, and we encourage them to contact our office or look online for more information about that. And Juneau.org is our main homepage, and pretty much all of our information feeds through from there. So,
and don't forget, if you're not registered to vote, go register to vote. You can do it at our office and vote in your municipal and your general elections.
And every vote counts.
That's the voice of Beth McEwen. Also, we've been speaking with Di Cathcart. They're from the Juneau Clerk's Office, and Dallas Hargrave from Human Resources and Risk Management from the City and Borough. Juneau, we're in the studio as well. It's been nice speaking to all of you. Is there anything we're missing? Anything you'd like to add?
No,
just thank you.
Yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Welcome. Thank you.
Baby on a February holiday, 'cause we got the news. Yeah, we got the news. 500 miles and we're gonna make it all the way. We got nothing to lose. We got nothing to lose. Been 10 years waiting, but it's better late than the never we've been told before. We can't wait 1 minute more. Today.